This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Detectives say he was using a sword as a shish kebab to cook meat.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll fight.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and it is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Make this season your season with the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, we go down to the great state of Kentucky.
Ooh, nice.
It's college basketball season, a lot of good stuff going on in Kentucky most years.
Big Blue Nation.
Big Blue Nation.
Yeah.
They got 2 teams down there. They really get after each other a little bit.
They do.
So we got quite a story. So hopefully you're sitting down.
Everybody talks about the weather. And in Kentucky, they say if you don't like it, wait a few minutes and it will change.
They say that everywhere.
I guess they legitimately
say that everywhere I've ever been. They say it's a New England thing. And now you say it's a Kentucky thing?
Yeah, I'm confused.
You don't like
that.
The weather? Just wait a few minutes.
I thought we invented that here in New England.
I guess not.
But I guess apparently that's not the case.
It's always been a Kentucky thing.
You think they say it everywhere, though?
Sounds like if they're saying it in the Northeast and the Southeast.
Do you think they say it like Florida, though?
Yes.
Okay, maybe.
Famously in Florida.
Rains gators down there or something
like
that?
Yeah.
It might.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year. You can go from snow one day to 70 degrees the next.
Hey, right, buddy.
What's the story?
I don't want to upend the whole story.
Kentucky, snow, then 70.
Like every other day in Kentucky, there's snow. I don't think they must get snow periodically now.
Well, just
every
wait,
other day?
Just wait 2 hours.
Great
and
point.
And then the weather is going to change.
Great point.
But one March day several decades ago, we had a weather event like no other.
Hang on.
Several decades ago. It's not a topical story, but they are celebrating an anniversary, Jones.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit of an anniversary.
So they had weather like no other.
Yeah. What do you think?
Several decades ago.
What do you think the weather incident was? You know, it's weather related.
We talk nonstop here about like the blizzard of 78.
Yeah.
But could it be a blizzard? That almost seems in a place like Kentucky too easy.
A March blizzard.
Yeah, all also right. It's March. Good point.
Actual cats and dogs.
Okay.
Rain cat and dogs.
Bill might not be that far off.
Yeah, I was thinking more in like a...
Raining cats and dogs.
Yeah. Well,
gatos y perros.
But one March day several decades ago, we had a weather event like no other.
Hmm.
A day that stands out in the spirit of the bluegrass.
All right, so it's a day
in the spirit of the bluegrass.
Yeah, it stands out.
Okay.
So there's no more guesses? You're just saying a lot of snow.
Well, I was thinking, like, don't you get, like, the wild, like, cicada hatchings and things like that?
Good one. We've done that before.
Yeah, cicadas just, like, take over.
And every time you get a story, they're like, this happens one every million years. Like, we did this 2 months ago.
Once every 7 years. Once every 15 years. Yeah, like cicadas.
It's like the blue moons and stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's one of these, like,
blood moon.
Death blood moon. You're like, what is that? Like, oh. These
wolf
never
moon.
Come around. Yeah, wolf moon.
Yeah.
Then it's like 2 weeks later. Yeah, see this other moon?
The blue corn moon.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the Bath County History Museum, you can see all kinds of artifacts, reminders of a bygone era.
The state's best scientists would have come out.
But recently, one exhibit drew the longest lines. People wanted to learn more about the day Bath had a shower.
March 3rd.
All right.
Bath had a shower. It's the first
Bath County.
What a turn of phrase.
Great
the Bath
line.
Had a shower. Yeah.
All right. So you guys are already kind of on it. Is it a shower of cicadas? Is it a shower of
cats and dogs?
Cats and dogs. Yeah.
Had a shower.
March 3rd, 1876. Sometime between 11 and 12. It rained meat for a period of about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Sure did.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, not bad.
Like 2 minute meat rain.
It's not bad.
Never personally gotten that far.
It's been remembered for 100 years.
Yeah.
It should be celebrated. Good job down there in Bath. Bath, Kentucky.
Nice.
There's a lot more where that came from.
Grandma. Grandma.
Tell me the story again.
It rained meat for a period of about 2 minutes.
That's right. He said it rained meat. And a chunk of that manna from heaven is stored at Transylvania University. It left its locker to be displayed in Owingsville for the Meat Shower Festival.
It's raining manna. Hallelujah. It's raining
maybe live show at the Meat Shower Festival?
I got to be honest.
You
I
probably
didn't
need
know,
like a midday show. To
didn't
do
know
something.
This was a yearly celebration, yeah, but yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
An effort to preserve the history of what's preserved in this jar.
We even have kids today in our school that have never heard of it, didn't know it existed or didn't know the history of it. And as a small town community, we want to try to keep that uniqueness going.
Sounds like someone's blaming the school systems down there.
That's true.
You know? Like,
cartoon character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does sound a little bit like a cartoon character.
All these.
He's like, how are they not teaching the great meat shower of 1886 in our schools?
Trump's America giveth and taketh away.
Yeah,
Department of
true.
Education, things of this nature. But yeah, okay, so that's what's going
pissed.
On.
Yeah, he's very upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's flesh out the story.
Gross.
Let's not. Let's not.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to.
I think we are. We for sure are.
Let's flesh out the story.
Nice.
A farmer's wife, Mary Crouch, was the first to notice meat falling from the sky.
Stop.
The first? Mary Crouch. Farmer's wife was the one that noticed the meat falling from the sky. All right, Mary. This isn't a shoot the messenger type of situation here, Jones, but something's up.
How did everybody else not notice it?
Red
That's
flag.
What I want to know.
Red flag, lady.
Red meat flag.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A farmer's wife, Mary Crouch, was the first to notice meat falling from the sky. She may have even been hit by a chunk of the mystery meat.
Okay, hang on. Let's firm that up. She was or she wasn't?
She may have.
She may have been.
Scholars maintain that the translation was lost decades ago. Yeah, she may or may not have been hit by some of the raining meat.
Okay. May have.
Yeah, we don't know for sure. We can't ask her, unfortunately.
Dig her up.
Yeah. Let's get the DNA out.
She may have even been hit by a chunk of the mystery meat, which was soon scattered over an area about the size of a football field. Transylvania University art professor Kurt Gowdy has entered.
Kurt Gowdy?
Kurt Gowdy?
I think it's Kurt Gowdy.
Wow.
Also,
Transylvania.
That's the second time I've heard that.
We're just whistling.
They are saying
the,
Transylvania.
Yeah.
And it's Kurt Gowdy, not Gowdy.
It's a Dracula University.
And it's raining meat.
So, I mean, what doesn't the story have?
I don't know. I keep going.
A little something for everybody.
Transylvania University art professor Kurt Gowdy has interviewed descendants of people who also saw the meat in the meadow.
Yep. It was.
Yeah. Any summer vacation plans?
It's like a bird in the nest.
You can see the meat in the meadow.
He's sort of become the go-to guy for info about the rancid rain.
Okay.
Rancid rain, not bad. It's alliteration and it's punny.
It is punny.
Yeah.
I like rancid.
This guy's doing a good job. Let's be honest. He's doing a great job. I don't think we can have a better man for this job than this reporter.
You're right.
I sometimes even joke to my students that like a way to become an expert on something is to care about something that no one else cares about.
But they do care about it in Bath County, where it's not a lame claim to fame.
You like rhyming in your news stories?
Do you is the
lame
question. You're the one saying no one could have done it better. This is now your guy.
I don't love him there. Okay. I got to stop him
he
there.
He got away from him.
Alliteration's good. I think a pun is sort of, we're now, it's like very much accepted in news stories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to turn it into like a rhyme.
Okay.
Doesn't need to be a nursery.
That's where you jump off the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't support this.
Where it's not a lame claim to fame.
Nobody else in the world has ever had it happen. So it's really cool.
The shower happened in the community of Olympian Springs, which at the time had a famed resort hotel. Some believe the shower could have been a publicity stunt to beef up business.
Nice.
Got it?
So that, if you want to get people to come to your resort,
rain meat down upon everybody. It's like an episode of Jackass.
Huck a piece of steak at some farmer's wife.
Yes, correct.
Next thing you know, people are flocking.
I gotta go stay at this hotel. This is like a really luxury hotel. You never know when there's going to be steaks and chicken.
Was this like the Kentucky version of Chronicle?
Yeah, it could be.
Good question. I don't know. But just, you know, loose meat everywhere, all over the place. We got to go visit this place.
That look like they're training for the Kentucky Derby.
No, not that. Not that. That's coming up, by the way, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be up pretty soon.
When's the Derby? May?
May. Yeah.
Maybe put it on to bring people's attention to their hotel that was in the middle of nowhere.
Some people were brave enough or crazy enough to pick the substance up out of the fields and taste it.
Oh, come on. That's honestly the
Are you telling me you wouldn't do that?
It's honestly the most believable 5-second rule. This is the most believable part of the story.
It's got to be fresh. Just came from the sky. Thank you. We were praying for meat, and here it is.
That's true. Maybe they thought,
like, I dare you to try it.
I bet Kentucky in the, this was the 1800s.
This was the 1800s.
I bet it's fairly biblical.
This was the same year the Cleveland Spiders lost 134 games.
I bet it was fairly biblical, so they may have thought it was like the opposite of a plague.
Oh, here
maybe they thought it was like all of my
meats.
Yeah, my faith in the Lord and going to the church every Sunday.
Meat shower.
Maybe I'm being rewarded with a meat shower, and I will eat it.
Okay.
One hunter swore it was bear meat.
One hunter swore it was bear meat.
Let's fact check that.
He took a bite of it. That's definitely bear.
That's bear.
Okay.
Yeah. What did the other 10 hunters say? They're like, it's a steak.
I like how that's the big concern. What kind of meat is it? It's like, it doesn't matter. It's raining from the sky. You're interested in what kind it is right away?
It doesn't not matter. No, I'm
eating
it.
I think eventually you got to get there. What kind of meat is that? It looks like bear meat.
One hunter swore it was bear meat.
It could be.
One
hunter.
The other 10 are like, you're drunk there, Jeff.
we all know what they really wanted.
Cheeseburger Club.
Thank you.
From the skies.
If it was raining cheeseburger clubs, we'd all be wolfing those down. You're right about
and
that.
And the family dog ate enough of it to get very sick.
Okay.
What an anecdote.
Now we're questioning what kind of meat it is.
Over 100 years ago, we found out that the dog got sick.
It might have been bear meat.
It could have been bear meat.
And one lady, farmer's wife, may or may not have been hit by a stray piece.
Publicity stunt, some are suggesting.
Good point.
Or
for a world famous resort in, again, Bath, Kentucky?
Bath County, Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One hunter swore it was bear meat, and the family dog ate enough of it to get very sick.
What about, like, gummy bears? I would totally eat gummy bears if they fell out of the sky.
What are you doing now? What the hell is this? This isn't the story.
Oh, pizza fell from the sky.
Yeah. You don't need to do more of it.
We did literally just do that with Cheeseburger Club, but okay. We're not on the newscast.
No, but at least that's meat.
Yeah, well, that's
true. This guy's going gummy bears. Like, no. We don't need that.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza.
Right.
It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
We're doing a raining meat story. Yeah, and this guy's like, I'd eat gummy bears.
He's got gummy bears on the brain.
Great.
He doesn't sound like, in fairness, too, he doesn't sound like a local Kentuckian
plant.
He might be a plant.
Yeah.
Gummy bears. I would totally eat gummy bears if they fell out of the sky.
Professor Godey has heard all types of theories, including that it was cosmic meat.
Are you ready for this theory?
Hang on.
Cosmic meat theory?
Didn't I already come up with this? I think I came up with the Lord rewarding everybody with cosmic meat.
Yeah, you were actually all over it.
Thank you.
So the cosmic meat theory, which does have some traction in some subreddits that are in on cosmic meat.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Including that it was cosmic meat.
Sure. The New York Times published that this was probably an exploded animal from an exploded planet that just happened to rain down in this area.
So an animal on another planet. Are you still with this? So an animal.
This wasn't what I was expecting. Like I wrapped my head around it. Yeah.
Let's say there was a cow on Mars and then it exploded and then it landed in Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's one theory.
Okay.
If you want to sign up for that.
It's not the best theory I've heard, but let's not rule it out.
It's the worst one we've heard so far.
Okay.
But the most accepted theory is that vultures are to blame. Scientists say when the scavengers are frightened, they throw up to lighten their load.
Same.
This does happen.
Me and vultures, Spider-Man meat.
I think it's a bit of a defense tactic,
too. Yeah. Because we'd always get the story where there'd be like one thing where like, like a giant like lizard fell from the sky. And then it was like, a bird had it and then dropped it.
Right.
But this was like a tremendous amount of meat. So I don't know if it was these vultures got sick at the same time.
Pack of vultures?
Maybe.
They're like, let's get back at these farmers down there. They never feed us anything.
It's a hard maybe for me on this.
So this was likely a mass vulture vomiting event.
Black and brown vultures fly up to 20,000 feet, so you might not see them.
It could have been the buzzards.
So,
can't have been the buzzards.
Vultures fly 20,000 feet in
the
sky?
That's higher than I thought.
That is... What? Is that above a plane? Like, what the hell? Is that true?
Also, planes are higher than that.
I think I saw a turkey fly over 95 on my way into work today. No. I swear to God. Yeah.
A turkey jumped out of a tree and flew above my car the other day.
That happened to you?
The weekend. Yeah.
Okay, but that's not, but like over a car, so not this over was, the whole interstate?
It was over 95 south and north. It went like, and
I'm like, I don't think I can fly that.
It was bigger than, well, it was kind of gliding, but it cleared four lanes of traffic.
It was
six
flapping,
lanes?
But wasn't going anywhere.
No, it wasn't doing much, but it landed in the woods on the other side.
How did we not, how, what day was this?
Today.
How is this not at 10 o'clock?
I don't know. I got a lot on my plate.
118. How is this just
It was
up?
Wild. I was like, it wasn't a hawk. Because usually when you see like a hawk close, like that's big. It was fatter than a hawk. It was either the world's fattest hawk or I think it was a turkey. But by himself or herself, flew across all the highway.
Was it the buzzards?
I don't think it was the buzzards.
Turkey.
You might not see it.
It could have been the buzzards. Or it could have been a bit from God, you know.
Buzzards or God? So yeah, that's back to you.
That makes sense.
God, aliens, buzzards.
Inside job.
Well,
yeah, you wanted to go inside.
No, I almost said this earlier. The whole resort the theory to create headlines for
that's
it.
That's true.
That is a working theory that it's an inside job. I didn't even feel like I need to say that one today. Mm-hmm. But yes. Yeah.
At the festival, kids made paper vultures for a flying contest, and vendors sold meat art. No bones about it.
Yeah.
Describe this meat art for me, if you could.
It's also known as a selfie. You need to get the proper angle. Meat art.
In great detail.
Is something that could get you canceled very quick.
Send me naked pictures of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The old meat art.
Organizers found ways to carry out the theme of a meteorological mystery. And people around here still look to the sky, wondering if the forecast ever again will be cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Nailed it. Absolutely stuck the landing. Carrie Strug.
I mean, that is sticking the landing. Yep. Even I will
topical
grant you
reference.
That.
Yeah. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah.
Came out like 30 years ago.
My kid likes the first one. He likes the second one. Oh, you're talking about the book.
No, I'm talking about the movie. Then the movie's old, isn't it?
30 years old. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Bill Hader's in it. It's not 30 years old.
What about like gummy bears? I would totally eat gummy bears if they fell out of
this. Thanks, dude. Thanks. How many people do they have to talk to where they're like, can't use this, can't use that? All right, use the gummy bears
guy.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Sometime between 11 and 12, it rained meat for a period of about 2 minutes.
Nice. And that was my anniversary.
She may have even been hit by a chunk of the mystery meat.
Baby.
Scholars disagree on that.
Probably an exploded animal from an exploded planet that just happened to rain down in this area.
Probably not, though. Probably not that.
No.
There's the madness today, Joe.
So what's the best theory? Not cosmic meat. I think best
buzzards.
Theory... No, I think best theory is inside job. You don't think
so?
That's
this
best
was
theory?
Likely a mass vulture vomiting event.
There you go, vulture vomiting event.
All right, your typical plane flies between 30,000 and 40,000 feet. So a vulture at 20,000 feet would be below. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, as you can see that.
So if I look down, I could see a vulture next to a plane.
A vulture barfs from 20,000 feet, and people ate it out of a field. That's the story.
That's right. And they celebrate it every year. The anniversary is coming up. That's the story.
All right, but really, one of your first questions when this story began, Keith, was the best one.
Yeah.
How do we broadcast live from this thing?
We
got to
get down there.
Yeah, how do we get there?
We got to get down there. It's a yearly event.
Yeah,
a lot of fun, clearly.
Like, we should.
Bear meat.
How would we not broadcast from that?
I think we're in.
Budget.
Yeah, well, Ken, get on that, Ken. You know, this year it's the Woo Sox. Next year, we're celebrating.
That's right.
Where it rained meat in Bath County, Kentucky.
Okay. I love it.
It was a late madness, but I'd say it was worth the wait here today on Jones and Keefe. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Let's see. What do we still have on the way? WEEI Afternoons. I believe you have Hart, Fitzy, and Ted, I believe. Am I misspeaking there? But you got WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. You got Clip du Jour still on the way. You can vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Two Elite 8 matchups for you in our March Madness uniform bracket. So keep voting there. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter at Jones and Keefe. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. By the way, it's Taco Tuesday here at the station.
Yeah, like I saw you got a few of those up there.
Yeah, I just woofed down a couple of tacos during the break.
Hard shell, soft shell?
I went a little bit of both. I like the combo. Like the cheesy gordita crunch, I think, is the height of food.
Oh, so you
Taco Bell offer.
Was it a, like, make your own situation where you're like putting one of those together? Oh, nice.
Everything's up there. You can do whatever you want with it.
Nice.
So I, yeah, meat. You had cheese. I'm not going to tell you how to make your taco, but.
Did you go up there and drop a bear meat joke, like, right away? You're like, hey, what are these bear meat?
Where's the bear tray?
Huge. Like, what? Just huge inside joke from Kiefer Madness.
Like, the million puns that came in the email replying to announcement of the.
Oh, there were a sizable amount of those. That's true. I didn't see those.
From that.
She may have even been hit by a chunk of the mystery meat.
I was up there just going crazy.
Someone would say it was bear meat.
I was like, I only have 5 minutes. I got to get back down here. And I got to eat these as well.
I noticed it is a pretty, for 5 minutes, it is a pretty empty plate over there.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah,
are they gone by now?
Yeah, I did fine.
It's gone.
I'll be back. You know, I got another break coming up before the end of the show. I'll be back. Don't worry about me. Sad news, Jones.
Oh, boy.
Juju Watkins, the best women's college basketball player, some would say, in the game today. Torn ACL.
Oh, boy.
Last night, and is out for the rest of, obviously, the tournament and whatever the season would be.
So I'm at least familiar with her name, but they were a one seed, but not like the favorite, correct?
So they even had a story that we had it on TV the other day, and Stephen A. Smith was arguing over whether or not Southern Cal was disrespected, even though they were a one seed, but they weren't the number one overall one seed.
Got it.
I was like, I don't know.
I mean, but either way, I'd say your bracket's busted if you had Juju Watkins and USC.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
Keefe and Jones on the air.
What?
Talking sports, we get our grab bag full of special treats.
All right, Dan Hurley is in a little bit of hot water.
Is that Jason Mraz?
As is UConn. No, that's our AI guy.
Oh, right.
Dan Hurley, the coach of the UConn Huskies,
sure,
is a bit of a baby. Everybody kind of knows that about him. Like, he'll cry. Obviously, he had a good run in the tournament the last 2 years. This year, they won their first-round matchup against Oklahoma. Then they came back out and almost knocked off Florida. Didn't do it. Then when he walked off, he freaked out. And was yelling at Baylor on their way out. He was like, hopefully the refs don't like bleep you like they bleeped us kind of thing.
Hopefully they don't F us or F you like they F'd us, Baylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so a reporter for the Charlotte Sports Live, whatever that is, he and Queen City News, he posted the video of this. And it went viral. That's how I saw it. Everybody saw it. Like, people started posting the clip of it. So he was sort of like in like the tunnel going back there. To which point, apparently, UConn's director of communications, Bobby Mullen, reportedly threatened this reporter. He's like, delete that video and get rid of that video.
Or I'll like end your career or something.
He
like
said
that.
He would ruin
there
him.
There you go.
I will ruin you.
Not even his career. Sorry, I thought I was ruining your career. Ruin you.
This guy, I looked at him. He's ruined a few Taco Tuesdays. This guy, Bobby Mullen.
Damage is done, my friend.
That's not the point. The point is not that. I just wanted to paint the picture because we've seen this gentleman. But he basically was trying to ruin him. And he said, this is a statement from Mullen. The lasting image of Coach Hurley leaving the court should have been his walking off the court arm in arm with his seniors, overwhelmed with emotion. Instead, a reporter who was in an area he should not have been recorded on his cell phone private comments made to members of another coaching staff.
So that's his defense for threatening to ruin a guy.
I'm going to ruin you.
Posting a video of the a-hole coach crying about the refs after the game. And then literally like going on. I was put off by the whole crying after the game. People are like, what a good sport.
Yeah.
Look at him. This is leadership. I was put off by the whole thing because I think with Hurley, it's all an act.
Yeah,
I
don't think you might be right.
None of it's authentic. The whole in-game commentary with the refs, I think, would be entertaining if it was real and authentic. It's not. Yeah. It's all fake. The crying was fake. Clearly, the way he really carries himself is talking about the refs effing everybody, and then he cries about that after the fact.
No, him and this guy, Bobby Mullen, it's hard to root for UConn. I want to root for UConn. My sister went to UConn.
I don't want to.
Calhoun. Yeah. Loved Calhoun.
Well, Calhoun was great. As a Northeastern guy, Calhoun was great. But I still...
That was a long time ago,
outside of the early UConn championship, when it was like, you got to pick UConn or Duke, I didn't typically root for them.
Oh, UConn or Duke, though.
But Hurley's made it 10 times worse.
Yeah, but
10
times worse. Two, like, sort of... Even if, you know, my sister going there aside, UConn or Duke or UConn or Syracuse, when a lot of times those are big matchups,
you gotta go UConn in both of those. Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab bag.
Good news, Jones. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis was back finally for the Dallas Mavericks last night.
I still think they could win the trade.
Yeah, they have a chance.
Yeah,
because this was the season they were going to win it.
No, this was famously. I'm like, this is their year to win the trade, and so good. He's back. Good. Yep.
How about this? Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua wants to retire when he's 30. Now, it is a long ways off. He's only 23 years old.
Yeah, younger than
but
I thought.
But he said, yeah, he came in as a young gun. But he says he wants to just play till he's 30 and then walk into the sunset.
So, Nick, you have a Dynasty football team, correct?
I was thinking about trading him.
Yeah, so like, wait, do you actually own him in Dynasty?
I do.
Yeah, so like, what do you do with that? You're like, this guy wants to retire in 7 years.
I'm on 7 more years.
I'm on the clock.
Yeah, but then if there's only has a couple years left, who wants him?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you gotta get if he's still good, you want him.
You got to sell. You could sell high right
it's
now.
It's sometimes about the now. It's not always about the future.
Like, is he going to be good without Stafford?
Well, that I don't know. That I couldn't tell you.
I did have the thought yesterday myself. Like, I should probably.
I think I'm with Nick. Sell high in a dynasty league. I think so. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Congratulations to Mike Bibby, who is going to be the next head coach at Sacramento State.
Wow.
You like that?
Sac State. Excellent.
Is where he's going.
It's right. My father-in-law lives very close to there. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So he'll have a chance to go see Mike Bibby up close and personal. So
excellent. Maybe he'll go watch them and the A's. He can go watch them all.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a nice take.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Mookie Betts likely to play on Thursday, which is good news because he lost 18 pounds from like a mystery illness. Didn't play in the two games over in Japan, but they say he should be good for Thursday.
I hadn't seen the details on this until yesterday or the day prior. He can't keep food down. He's like, every time I eat, I throw it up.
No solid food for him.
Yeah.
Even if it rained down from the sky, he couldn't have it.
Well, maybe that's what happened. Maybe meat rained down from the sky.
Is that a shakes only situation? Can he even keep that down?
I don't know.
This was likely a mass vulture vomiting event.
Yeah, he and the vultures and Mookie Betts.
He can't keep anything down, basically. So, yeah, I don't even know if you can keep a shake down.
Now, you taking him in the dong pool? Not to tip your hand too much, but how do you feel about that coming up on Thursday?
I think he'll be drafted.
So, again, for those that are unaware, five of us, Jones, me, Billy, Nick, and Terp, are each going to draft four sluggers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep track on which group of four has the most home runs over the course of the season.
So 20 total players, Betts will be picked.
I would think so.
I would hope.
He's like 110 pounds right now. I'd be a little leery.
It's true. I bet by at least like, you know, tax day, he should be able to keep some food down.
All right. Just call my
name and grab bag.
All right, I wanted to mention this yesterday. I simply forgot. Mm. But over the weekend, I finally caught up with the Karen Reed HBO doc. 5-part documentary series.
Body in the Snow.
And it was 5 episodes, about 45 minutes each. And I didn't really pay super close attention to it. Honestly, my wife did. So she'd fill me in on some of it. And then obviously listening to the Greg Hill show, they talked about it quite a bit.
They covered it thoroughly.
That was what I heard. Like, I didn't like do any extra research. I wasn't the people like sitting there watching like the YouTube like spinning fan that everybody's talking about, like all that stuff. So a lot of this was like I knew some of it, but then I was kind of interested in how it was. Now, it's pretty, just the nature of it, it's pretty pro Karen Reed, obviously.
Correct. I saw all 5 episodes as well, and I'm like you. I didn't follow all details about it. I was aware of the case. You know, I certainly would hear from Greg and other people. But I didn't follow it like super close, and I didn't pretend to watch all the coverage and the trials and things like this or you know, the day-to-day aspects of the trial. So I thought it was a good watch. I thought it was enjoyable, but it is, I would say, heavily tilted to her side. They would present, you know, friends of Brian O'Keefe. They would present, I forget the, like the...
John O'Keefe.
I'm sorry, John O'Keefe. They would present the
friends. There was another defense attorney, not like the prosecution. But
yeah, who
like
was
another,
that guy? Like the the expert.
Yeah, but he was at least giving you the sort of the other side.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so they would present people like you know, friends of O'Keefe and the criminal defense expert or whatever his name was. You'd get it, but it was heavily tilted to her
couple
side.
News people, obviously a lot of her. Which just watching it, you're like, man, it's amazing the amount of like hours she must have been talking to this camera, and then knowing that like there's still a chance like she goes to prison.
And that's what's interesting, is it's all kind of behind the scenes with her and mostly her legal team filmed in real time.
Yeah, but then also being like this whole thing, which they trim down and they give you sort of like the highlights in court, and then it's they're going to have to do this all over again.
Correct.
Insane.
Yeah.
And also
well, some of the deliberate, like waiting for the hung jury and they can all see it coming and like waiting for that, but still being like, I don't know, maybe I'm going to prison. That's wild.
It's also like the timing of all this stuff. And I know that's how like the legal system works, but this poor guy died years ago.
Correct.
And it's like, you're still dealing with it. So it was pretty wild, but they're obviously going to have to do like more documentary, right? Like it doesn't really end like hung jury. It's hard to end on that.
No, were there already multiple of these in the works? Like this might be the first already of multiple documentaries about this story. Yeah,
yeah, there could be. When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach. Grab bag. All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performer from last night. Kobe White, 37 points, 4 assists. Kevin Durant, 38, 8, and 5. Tyrese Halliburton, 24 points, 11 assists. Josh Giddey, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists. And Franz Wagner,
ooh,
32 points, 5 boards, 9 assists.
Let me tell you, Josh Giddey, some questionable off-court antics. But the guy's having quite a season for Chicago.
That's a weird one.
It's a very strange one. Put me down for Josh Giddey.
You're going with Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
Jones sides with Josh Giddey.
I stand with Josh Giddey.
Wow.
Yes.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keith grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag on EEI.
All right. Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he is. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. In lieu of random baseball player of the day, we are going back to random college basketball player of the day, which has turned into college basketball trivia of the day, thanks to the tournament going on. Don't worry. This Thursday, Friday, I think, we'll do random baseball player again.
Baseball player will be back with us
today.
Actual start of baseball.
Yeah. Today and tomorrow, we're going to continue with this fun game that we've stumbled upon where Nick will name a college. Jones and I will then go back and forth as many guys that played in the NBA, even if it was just for a game, that went to that school.
Hopefully it goes longer than yesterday.
Well, we'll see.
Jones in the NBA.
I swear I missed that in real time yesterday, but I wasn't going to win that either way. Yeah.
All right. So we don't know, obviously, what the school is. So, Nick, what do we got?
All right. Today, you guys are going to need to name some players from Gonzaga.
All right. Keith is first up today.
Okay. Adam Morrison.
Dan Dickow.
Jalen Suggs.
Ronnie Turioff.
Chet Holmgren.
Damn. That was mine. John Stockton.
Kelly Olynyk.
Crap. Hang on.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, I think I'm out.
Okay, are you out?
Who was the other guy who played with, not maybe even before Dan Dickow? I don't know if you made Matt Santangelo.
Good one.
Scrolling. No, he didn't play in the. I didn't think he played in the NBA.
Richie Fromm.
Oh, good one.
Oh, wow! Nice,
baby. Did we miss some obvious ones? We probably did.
Rui Hachimura, Brandon Clark.
Oh yeah, recent guys.
A lot of recent guys. Nemhard played there.
Nemhard.
I think they have another
Sabonis. Nemhard
Sabonis
there.
Went to Gonzaga.
Yeah, we should have got Sabonis.
Did
Killian
he
Tilly? Yeah. Killian Tilly was a lotto pick a couple years ago, right?
Say that again.
Killian Tilly.
That's not a real player.
Is that a set of twins that played for Gonzaga?
They had Killy and Tilly?
Killy and Tilly.
No, we should have. So we missed some.
Rui Hachimura was a pretty high pick. No, I think we did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Zach Collins.
Yeah, Zach Collins, another one.
Dude, Richie Fromm, Matt Santangelo, though, those guys were shooting the lights out.
That was deep cuts.
That's how you go on a deep run.
Well, we almost flew by Stockton, so I'm glad you got Stockton.
Yeah, that was
Stockton went longer than I thought.
I was already flailing for Stockton, but
because you went Sir Charles right away yesterday on Auburn.
Yeah,
so that
was
good.
I hit you with that. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Uh-huh. Random college basketball players of the day.
Yep.
One more day of that, and then the baseball players back.
That's right.
Thursday and Friday. Mark that down. That's the grab bag every day here on Jones and Keefe. We will check in with WEEI afternoon. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. And we'll get our clip du jour next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The clip of the day. And today it's actually the call of the day from earlier in the show. A gentleman that agreed with everything I had to say.
Meanwhile, Russ is in Connecticut.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. My concern is the O-line left side, and I have a thought for a receiver, 6'6", 260, Tyler Warren out of Penn State.
Yeah, he's a tight end. We've talked about him, yeah.
153 catches, 19 touchdowns, a safety valve on the left side of the field. You got Henry on the right side.
Oh, two tight ends.
I'm with you.
Yep. Nice. Thank you.
I'm okay. And then the other thing.
You're actually with me. I'm the Tyler Warren guy, but okay.
Yeah. Nice with me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would like Keith.
Yep.
To get us, a tackle on that side.
That is.
They're looking at this young man from BC yesterday.
Oh, Ozzie Trapello. We're going to let you go on that one.
Duck quotes.
We're in lockstep. Me and Russ.
Eventually, he was with you on O-line. I think he was a little, I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but I think he was a little confused.
Not to speak for him, but I do like how he envisions having like a left tight end and a right tight end.
I like that,
similar
too.
To tackles. But like Hunter Henry's got the right side of the field covered. Tyler Warren will have the left side of the field covered.
Because when he goes, yeah, they're going to help the left side, you automatically think O-line, and then as he started going, no.
Left tight end.
The left tight end.
Not a bad idea. There's boundary corners and things like that on defense, so why not?
Got to think outside the box sometimes.
Left tight end.
Our man Russ in Connecticut thinking outside the box.
But I like that. That's how you extend your call. You kind of meander for like 30 seconds, and you go, I am with Keith on this. Like, yeah, go ahead.
Like, oh, yeah, take your time.
Keep going.
Yeah.
A lot of great points there.
So that's the clip du jour every day here on Jones and Keefe. We have WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. Andy Hart with us here today. What's up, Andy?
So I thought the clip of the day might actually be Tom Curran taking a drive-by.
Oh,
he thought I did a drive-by. I didn't think it was a drive-by.
You know what? That was late. Maybe that could have been a contender.
Been.
That's
yeah.
a good call.
You're
yeah.
an impartial observer or listener.
Sure.
Is that a drive-by? Or is that just pointing? Because he kind of whistled past the fact that, well, the Pats were in on DK Metcalf, but DK Metcalf wouldn't have picked them, so like it was over. And then I was like, well, would he have picked Pittsburgh?
Well, you don't want to know my answer.
He
felt like there was a little tone.
Oh, my God. Everything I say is tone.
No, you did say, are you telling me you wanted to go to Pittsburgh or something? Like you had a little tone.
Drive-by?
I don't sound like that.
Anyway.
But I actually agree.
Curran swore at us.
Yeah, we did have to drop Curran at one point.
What did he swear
at?
No, he didn't swear at us. He meant to say like and stuff, and he said and.
He did not say and stuff.
Oh, he was comfortable.
He was.
Settled in nicely.
I thought it was a good interview.
Yeah, we were like Stern interviewing a guest. Yeah.
I agree. Tone aside, I agree with you that. You know, he didn't want to come to New England, but he wanted to go to a place that is similarly cold, crappy, and has no quarterback.
Right.
Like, makes no sense. You have the quarterback advantage here.
Yes.
So,
and you could have traded a higher pick.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to continue to evolvingly delve through, if that's even a word.
No, I don't think so.
It might not.
Definitely more than one word.
Certainly not taking the advice from you, Mr.
What do you
SAT.
Mean? Words. Oh, that.
When you taking those again?
Any day now.
But like this whole. Who were they in on? What were their motivations to not get people as we continue to talk about culture and dollars? And then you got Drake May basically saying, yeah, give me somebody that wants to play and try to win.
Come on. Some games.
Give me a little help over here.
Best player available. On offense, please. Offense.
Right. So, and I did our poll sort of on that today in the top of the draft. And I heard you guys talking about this, but I am very much optimistic to find out there's more affinity for Will Campbell out there than I thought there was.
Oh,
not Jones. I thought my big partner who hated short-armed little hand linemen was swaying people, but Will Campbell, still a popular prospect with Patriots fans. But so we'll start out Celtics. Do you guys deem these closeouts like a dirty play?
Some guys do it.
Yeah,
dirty.
Like Bruce Bowen. When you're doing it once a game, then you're dirty.
If it's Draymond Green, I'm going to tell you it's dirty.
I don't think
so. The player matters.
Well, yes,
more than the
I
act.
Think so.
Yeah, but because isn't a closeout an effort play?
Yeah,
like you're making an effort.
It is, but you can also where your foot's going to land.
The player,
you know if
I don't. The player matters. The player matters because like if Brad Marchand did something, you give him way less benefit of the doubt because he does it repeatedly. I would say Sabonis, unless there's a track record I'm not aware of. Probably gets the benefit of the doubt there, but like Bruce Bowen or Draymond's a good one. I wouldn't give a player like that the benefit of the doubt.
Because there seems to be a little angst about this, like it's a dirty play, and I know Mego put up a column about Tatum kind of complaining way back against the Bucks, and I don't know. I just look at closeout.
If Tatum wants to complain, you know who's sneaky dirty with that is Horford.
Horford
is under people's airspace all the time.
And so Horford and Smart for a while.
If Tatum wants to complain, he better look at Horford and Smart's another good
one. But Horford's a great example. Do I think he does it intentionally, or is he just kind of an old klutzy guy?
No, I think Horford's sneaky dirty.
Really?
I said this before. Yeah. Yes.
I think so, too.
And
I some of that.
I also, it annoys me that this came about because the offensive guys used to stick their legs out. So now it's like the shoe is on the other foot. The defensive guy is kind of being the dink.
Yeah, because you'll occasionally see a call from the offense. Like, they'll call an offensive foul. Yeah.
Because they used to get away with it.
Yeah, they'd like kick out. Yeah.
I don't know. This is an area where I really struggle, and I don't think it's on the officials. I think it's really hard to officiate this whole idea, and I don't even just love how he owns his airspace. And I'm like, he's moving forward. They're both moving forward.
Right.
Objects in motion. But so we'll talk about Tatum, his health. The Celtics down the stretch here. We'll get into some Red Sox. The buzz is building. We're getting close. I was watching Mexican baseball last night.
Nice.
I was listening to Lou.
Nice.
Meyer was crushing the ball. He's ready to get. Lou says that's the first guy called up when anybody goes down is Marcelo Meyer. So
nice.
We'll get into that a little bit. And then obviously we'll talk some Patriots, some ongoing free agency. As I mentioned, what do you do if the two good players are gone and you can't trade down? I'm not sure if you guys saw The Athletic. They did a beat writer trade options, and there doesn't seem to be any. Nobody wants to trade up.
Can't be moving back.
Nope.
So there you
Stick
go.
Stick and pick.
That is WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. We will talk to you tomorrow at 10 on a Would You Rather Wednesday. It is also the return of Pure Hoops with Turp.
Yes.
So we'll do that tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.